You're listening to audio from Destiny Church. If you would like to check more resources or donate to this ministry, you can download the Destiny Church PH official app or log on to www.destinychurch.ph/give.
I want us to pray right now as we get into God's Word. Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for this wonderful morning. Lord, I pray that you would override my preparation, Lord. But Lord, I pray that you will just begin to speak. Open our hearts and our minds. Lord, take away any form of blindness that would not allow us to see the power of your word. Take away, Lord, even right now, take away any form of distraction. Lord, we know that there's an enemy who's trying to take away our focus from what is important, from what is real. Lord, I pray right now that Lord, we will be able to see the power of commitment and that we will be able to know how to battle the distractions that come our way. We thank you, Lord, for this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Sige, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap. Okay, so yun nga, we live in a distracted world. And how I wish I can tell you that I'm already an expert in this. But even me, I realize that the struggle to staying committed to your commitments is a daily fight, a daily struggle. It's a daily battle. Okay? It's funny how, yun nga, I set my mind, no? I set my mind that yun nga, this Sunday, no, I'm gonna be talking about commitment versus distractions, no? And when I woke up this morning, of course, yun nga, gusto ko nang, no, okay, I shared this already. I've already prepared this since last week. I shared this in my life group, no, last week pa. So I already have an outline, but I wanna inject some more stuff. And so in my mind, when I wake up, you know, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna seek God. And hey, can you fix my microphone? See, commitment versus that's a distraction, right? That's the devil right there, trying to distract me from my own voice. Can you imagine being distracted by your own voice? Anyway, so where was, yeah, in Taiwe. So I already set my mind, you know, to talk about commitment and distractions. And I'm crazy, you know. So dapat pagising ko, yun na, magpe-pray na ako. Incidentally, when I grab my phone, or was it my iPad, no, nakita ko isang email na lumabas. Yung, what's this? Si Pal, ang daming pakulo eh. Philippine Airlines. Okay. The other day, pinaasan niya ako na merong seat sale. Okay. No, pinaasan niya ako na may seat sale. Naghintay ako hanggang alas 12 ng gabi para mag-abang. Guess what? Server down, no, website down, all the apps down. Okay. Daming tao nagalit. Anyway, so I've way past that. I was like, I'm done with that. I'm not gonna even, no, check the what's this? The seat sale anymore. But then I receive an email, upgrade to premium economy. What does that mean? Now, for some that doesn't make sense, but for me, who is a frequent traveler, I already have flights that I've already booked within the year. Okay, already, no, and yung mga kinuha kong flights para nga tipid, yung mga super saver lang, mga naka-promo na. But then, no, for a minimum fee, you can upgrade to a better seat, especially to yung tinatawag na long haul, yung pag medyo malayo eh. Noong mga dito lang, domestic lang, wag ka na mag-upgrade, sayang pera. Pero what's this? It's worth the upgrade sometimes, depending on the cost, no? Kung kunyari malayo, 4 hours, 5 hours, or 8 hours travel, no? So, meron ako isang travel na medyo malayo. So, nakita ko yun. Tapos nagtatalo sa mind ko, magpa-pray muna ako. Alam nyo, to be honest, no, I gave in to the clinic. Sabi ko, Lord, mamaya, titingnan ko lang. So, tapos na-realize ko, mahal pa rin. So, then I thought, wow. And here am I wanting to talk about distractions. But then, I don't know. Maybe the Lord allowed me to go through that so that the reality is yun nga. If I am faced with such little distractions, you know, check this out. It's not even sin. Okay, fix it some more. I really don't like what I'm hearing. Okay. I don't hear my real voice. So anyway, so distraction. So, no, as na-realize ko no na if I am battling, no, here's the crazy thing about being distracted. It's not an actual sin that I did. It was a battle between, no, sometimes yung distraction, no, is a battle between what is really important versus something of less importance. Or sabi nung iba, the urgent versus the important. Minsan, hindi natin ma-distinguish eh. Yun nga, merong urgency. Check muna. Alam nyo, maraming mga, di ba, yung sale, ganyan yun eh. Ganyan, no? Parang overnight, till 12 p.m. Check mo na. Click mo na sa Lora. Yung tipong ganyan. No? So, there's this idea of you have to do it because you might lose the opportunity, and we are being fed with this sense of urgency, okay, versus what is really important. Okay? I realize, you know, there's this battle, no? Check this out. Romans chapter 7, and maybe some of you feel this way. Romans chapter 7, verses 15 to 16 and 18 to 25. No, Paul, even the Apostle Paul, no, was sharing this particular struggle in his life. Sabi niya, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. Doon pa lang, sino naka-relate? Sabi ni Paul, for what I want to do, yung mga bagay na gusto kong gawin, hindi ko ginagawa. Eh? No? Sabi niya, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate to do, I do. Pagkatapos yung mga ayaw, alam mo mali, ayaw mong gawin, you still end up doing such. If I do what I do not do, I agree with the law. I agree that the law is good, for I know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Anyone, you feel that way sometimes? Eh, sabi niya, no? For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me. Okay? Now, I want you to, let's go jump to verse 24. And so, at a certain point, Paul talks about his dilemma, his frustration. Sabi niya, wretched man that I am. I mean, my life is miserable. Okay? These are the things I set to do, and then I don't do it. And these are the things that I don't want to do. I don't gawin yan, but I end up doing. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? But praise God, sabi niya. Look, there's a shift. Buti na lang. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. So sabi niya, there is, praise God, that I don't have to, No, it is true that I struggle with this, but I don't have to be a slave. No, I don't have to remain wretched and miserable. Okay? Because I could be free. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, I'm just trying to show you that you know, there's may gera. Eh. Sabi niya, there's this thing, a war waging in me. May digmaan. No, you know, with the things that you don't want to do and the things that you want to do. No? In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, again, Paul talks about this war. Sabi niya, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Now, you need to understand this. Okay? You know, you have to be aware that there is a battle for your life. May digmaan eh. No, this life of yours is a fight. Eh, there is a battle. No, we don't live in the world and we do not, sabi dito, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons that we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Eh? And look at verse 5. Sabi dito, we demolish arguments and pretensions that set itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedience to Christ. Now, first of all, one of the things that we could note na mapapansin natin, yung tinutukoy ni Paul na digmaan is yun nga, it's a battle in our minds. Eh. May nagtatalong argument sa isipan natin o sa puso natin. No? Sabi dito, that's why sabi niya, we take every thought captive. No? Kasi sometimes our thoughts, yun nga, they easily run wild. Eh. No? And that's why that's distraction. Kahit minsan nandito ka na, nag-iisip ka na, the next moment, parang yung mga iniisip mo, yung nagwawala. No, walang direksyon, no, kung ano-ano lang naiisip mo. Okay? And so, sabi ni Paul dito, we are able to demolish and destroy that and we take every thought captive, bring it into the submission of Christ. Okay? So, and having said that, no, in Mark chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, just to illustrate this battle, this war. Mark chapter 4, verses 18 to 19, Jesus talks here, the background of this is the parable of the sower and the seed, no? And if you're familiar with this parable, there was nagkwento si Jesus na isang talinhaga, a metaphor. Sabi niya, there's a man that's the farmer that sowed seeds. One seed fell among the wayside, while another group of seeds fell among rocky soil, and then there's another group of seeds that fell among weeds and thorns. And then there's another group that fell in what you call good soil. Now, I don't have to go through all four soils, no, but the soils talks about four kinds of people or four kinds of heart. Okay? And I'd like to zero in on the third group. No, so, in explaining Jesus to, okay, in verse 18, sabi niya, still others were tossed among the weeds and brambles, no, or in using NIV version. Other seeds fell among thorns. Okay? In other words, weeds. No? Okay? And this is what happened, no, in verse 19. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things came in and choked the word, making it or rendering it unfruitful. So, okay? Sabi, ito daw yung mga klase ng tao na what? No? What happened was, yung illustration dito, they ended up among weeds and thorns. Okay? And though despite that they grew, no, those plants never matured. Okay? They never matured and so they became unfruitful. In other words, no, they were rendered unproductive. Okay? Now, nung kwento ni Jesus, ano ibig sabihin niyan? Sabi niya, ito yung mga klase ng tao na bagamat tinanggap yung salita ng Diyos. In other words, nandito sila pag Sunday. No, they receive the word. But something happens. So sabi dito, the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things came in and choked it. Choked the word, that the word, no, the word that was planted in our hearts, in your hearts, was rendered what? No, useless. Hindi namunga. Hindi nagbunga sa buhay natin. Bakit? Kasi nga, may mga, ano yung kalaban? Sabi dito, the deceitfulness of wealth, the desires for other things, the worries. Yun nga. In other words, no, the something, there were things that competed, okay, that competed in the heart of that person. There were distractions that caused him to, you know, lose sight of what he was meant to do or what he was called for. Okay? And so, we would like to address that, no? We would like to address yung digmaan nung distraction sa buhay natin. Okay? While preparing this, no, I started to have thoughts about it and I wrote several things in my notes. And then let me just share to you a couple of things that I wrote down. Sabi ko, our hearts naturally somehow are prone to wander. Okay? One of the greatest enemies in getting things done, if you think about it, is distraction. Ulitin ko. Okay? Isa sa mga pinakamatinding kalaban natin, bakit hindi daw natin nagagawa yung mga bagay na dapat mong gawin is distraction. Kalaban yan. No? And you know what we're trying to do is we want to expose, we want to show what this enemy looks like. Okay? There is an enemy, no, that we are fighting with. Okay? And this is the enemy of distraction. Okay? And I was thinking, you know, the thing with distraction is that it is so subtle, okay, that onset, it does not really appear to be of a danger. Yun nga, hindi naman to outright na kasalanan o outright na parang ano eh, parang dangerous, no? Besides, and I was thinking about this, what harm can a couple of minutes spent on checking your newsfeed do to you? Diba? Is there really harm in spending a couple of minutes? Chinek ko lang naman. Eh? Chinek ko lang naman yung notifications ko. Eh? Sabi ko dito, no? Couple of minutes checking your newsfeed or stopping by a store for a quick window shopping? Diba? Parang, di naman masama yun. Wouldn't hurt that much, right? Or would it? Okay. Distraction has always been a scourge for humanity. However, itong ating age, itong, no, we are probably sa panahon sa kasaysayan ng tao, there are more distractions today than there was at any time in the history of humanity. No, yun nga, we are in an age of mass destruction. Have you heard of the term mass destruction? Eh, ibig sabihin yung, like for example, no, weapons of mass destruction, nuclear bomb. No, talagang isang bomba, it can wipe out an entire city. That's a weapon of mass destruction. But then there's another weapon, a weapon of mass distraction. And it comes in the forms of what? Netflix. Hello? Facebook. It comes in the forms of what? You know, social media platforms. No? Diba? If we're honest about ourselves, you know, how many times we actually spend sometimes just, no? Just browsing sale on Zalora, Lazada, or whatever. Eh? Gloria Mark. Now, just to pakita ko lang sa inyo kung gaano katindi yung ano no, yung power ng distraction. Gloria Mark, who studies digital distraction in the University of California, Irvine, says that it takes an average of 25 minutes to return to an original task after an interruption. Grabe. Eh? Kunyari, meron ka na daw ginagawa, nakaset na yung mind mo dun sa trabaho na yon. Pagkatapos, sinayaan mo sarili mo na ma-interrupt o ma-distract. Okay? Usually daw, on an average, no, it actually takes 25 minutes to return to that original task full on, okay, after an interruption. And if there are frequent such interruptions, it results to what? A lot of time wasted. And sometimes di natin napapansin yun eh, pero yun nga eh, no? Because of the dawn of the digital age, supposedly dapat mas napapabilis yung trabaho, pero alam niyo yung epekto, yung research now, nakikita na mas bumaba ang productivity ng mga tao sa trabaho. Kasi nga, no? Distracted. Hindi, buti nga, no? Buti sana kung makakabalik ka kagad sa ginagawa mo, pero merong, no? Para ka daw makabalik full on, usually 25 minutes kung hinayaan mo sarili mo na ma-distract ka, sabihin natin 8 times, no? No, that's you actually lost 2 hours already in a day, in an 8-hour job. Hello? Now, thinking about this, I incidentally was reading this book, a classic by famous author C.S. Lewis. How many of you are familiar with C.S. Lewis? C.S. Lewis is the author of, he's most famous for the Chronicles of Narnia, on the side of, on Christian publications, no, itong Mere Christianity and Four Loves, etc. It's like brilliant man, brilliant guy. He is good friends with another brilliant author, J.R.R. Tolkien, no, who is the author of Lord of the Rings. Okay? And just recently, I decided to read again this book, a classic, no, by C.S. Lewis, Screwtape Letters. Okay? Screwtape Letters. Just a footnote, no. When I was about to read it, I checked the first page and nakakatuwa lang, nakalagay dun sa dedication, dedicated to J.R.R. Tolkien. I was like, wow. Ang sarap nung this level of friendship that they had. Like, and they were accountable. Alam niyo ba that Tolkien, no, at one point almost gave up on Lord of the Rings? And it was C.S. Lewis and another guy who encouraged him, tuloy mo yan. Okay? Otherwise, like, the world would have missed out on such a powerful, no, story. Anyway, so, for those of you who haven't seen Lord of the Rings or haven't read it, you may want to check that also. Anyway, so, ano yung Screwtape Letters? Bigyan ko lang kayo ng konting background, no, dun sa Screwtape Letters, no. Yung Screwtape Letters, fiction ito. Okay? Ibig sabihin, katang-isip, fiction. And ito'y kwento ng isang demonyo na kino-coach niya yung kanyang pamangkin na demonyito. Mini-mentor niya. No? So, na-coaching, mentoring nun. So, but you know what's amazing about, actually, I was reading it, and nung nandun pa lang ako sa first part, I really felt like, oh my goodness. It's crazy that it is a fiction, but then I felt like it is almost as if it's real. Or maybe it is. Okay? So, basahin ko lang yung ano, no? So, this is, what we're gonna read is, ano, chapter 7, portions of chapter 12. Okay? Chapter 12 of Screwtape Letters, no? And yun nga, yung Screwtape Letters talks about the senior demon, ang pangalan niya si Screwtape, no, Uncle Screwtape, and he's trying to help his new tempting nephew. Okay? So, parang yung idea kasi ganito. Lahat ng tao, di ba mayang tayo idea, lahat ng tao may naka-assign sa ating guardian angel. I don't even know if that is theologically or biblically correct. But let's just assume that it is. And incidentally, meron din naka-assign sa yung guardian demon. Parang ganun yun. Itong kanyang pamangkin, si Wormwood, pangalan ng pamangkin niya, yun nga, naka-assign siya sa isang tao. Ang tawag nila sa mga tao, mga pasyente nila. May kanya-kanyang toka sila. Tawag na, this is my patient. Ito yung naalagaan. Naalagaan ni Wormwood. Incidentally, itong pinaalagaan ni Wormwood, naging Christian. No? So, tinutulungan ngayon ni Screwtape na mapabagsak o yun nga eh, no, na mag-backslide, masira yung faith at yung pananampalataya nitong si, ano, itong pasyente ni Wormwood. Okay. So, nasa chapter 7 na tayo. Ito yung, so, sumusulat ngayon si, ano, si Screwtape. Okay? Hindi ko alam kung email to o messenger. No? Anyway, okay. So, sabi, Dear Wormwood, yan, ganyan yung start ng ano, chapter. Obviously, you could put it up, guys. By the way, you could put it up. This part, you could put it up so that we could read it all together. Okay? Obviously, you are making, may mga demonyo pa lang anong galing mag-encourage, no? Obviously, you are making excellent progress. My only fear is lest in attempting to hurry the patient, you awaken him to a sense of his real position. Sabi niya, okay lang yan, daan-daan lang. Baka kasi sa eagerness mo na, no, talaga masira buhay niya, mas lalo siyang ma-realize dun sa totoo niyang kalagayan. No? So sabi dito, for you and I who see that position as it really is, must never forget how to totally different it ought, how totally different it ought to appear. So in other words, no, may deception dapat. Huwag mo siyang hayaang makita niya yung tunay niyang kalagayan, no, for what it is. Hayaan mong maniwala siya na yun nga eh, no, when you talk about kasalanan, hindi, no, yung goal ng demonyo is hindi mo yan makita bilang kasalanan eh. Okay? So anyway, we know that we have introduced a change of direction. Nandiyan na ba? Okay, yan. Okay? In his course, which is already carrying him out of his orbit around the enemy. Pag sinabi enemy, tinutukoy nila yung Panginoon. No, yung kalaban nila. But he must be made to imagine that all the choices which have affected this change, of course, are trivial and revocable. No, parang, ang galing nga, parang na trivial lang and irrevocable. He must not be allowed to suspect that he is now, however, slowly heading right away from the sun on a line which will carry him into the cold and dark utmost space. So, in other words, he is, no, don't, he is already, what? Drifting away, out of orbit. Kumbaga parang, no, he is already moving away from God without him realizing it. Okay? For this reason, sabi dito, I'm almost glad to hear that he is still a churchgoer. Uy. No, sabi dito. Sino yun? Where was I? Okay. He is still a churchgoer and a communicant. No? I know there are dangers in this. Sabi niya, baka kinakabangan, nag-church pa rin siya. Okay? But anything is better than he should realize the break he has made with the first months of his Christian life. Yun nga, medyo nawala na pala siya sa direction. As long as he retains externally the habits of a Christian, he can still be made to think of himself as one who has adopted a few new friends and amusements, but whose spiritual state is much the same as it was 6 weeks ago. Oh my goodness. Did you get that? Like when I was reading this, like, oh my God. No, this is really the devil at work. Eh? He wants Christians, he wants believers to assume na as long as nag-church naman ako, eh okay lang ako. Without realizing na yung puso pala backslidden na, bumalik na sa dating state. Okay? Sabi dito, as long as mayroon siyang mga friends and amusements, no, okay lang yan. Now, check this out. As this condition becomes more fully established, you will be gradually freed from the tiresome business of providing pleasures as temptations. You know, okay. One of the greatest forms of temptation is to make it pleasurable. Di ba? Kasi kaya lang naman tayo natutukso. Okay, sabi ko nga, natukso ka na ba sa pangit? Wala. No, lahat ng tukso, it appears na maganda. Kaaya-aya eh. Paano yung natukso kang sa pangit? Gusto mong natukso kang sapo kayo, no? Ang pangit mo, natutukso akong... Hindi. You will never be tempted by something that is not pleasurable or something that's just the idea of sin. It is, no? Sabi nga nila, it is candy-coated. I remember years ago in the United States, no? During Halloween season, somebody played a very foul and dirty trick. Kasi di ba yung mga bata nga, they would go on trick or treating, no, for candies, no, and some people, na talagang like you cannot even imagine how crazy these people are. Gumawa sila ng candy coated apples, na yung dapat yung may stick yan eh, no, na parang popsicle stick. Pero yung popsicle stick, nilagyan nila ng surgical knife sa blades. So when the kids, no, so many, and you're thinking like, wow. But then if you think about it, that's sin. Outside, it looks so tempting. It looks so delicious. Pero the moment, no, yun nga, bakit ang mga tao nagda-drugs? Kasi it's pleasurable. It gives you a high. No? You actually enjoy it. But slowly, it's taking the life away from you. Just like any other sin. Immorality, ganun din naman eh. No? Casual sex, hey, there's fun in that. Let's not even deny that, yeah, people actually find it pleasurable, but then it's destroying life and families and, no, causing one to never fully understand what love is. No, you end up lusting rather than loving, and you cannot even differentiate or, no, make a distinction between lust and love. Eh? Anyway, so, sabi dito, dating daw yung time na hindi mo na kailangan ng pleasures as temptations. As the uneasiness and his reluctance to face it cut him off from more and more of the real happiness, and as habit renders the pleasures of vanity and excitement and flippancy at once less pleasant and harder to forego, for that is what habit fortunately does to pleasure, you find that anything or, check, dananin ko no, you find that anything or nothing is sufficient to attract his wandering attention. Ano sabi dito ni Screwtape? Darating yung oras, no? Eh, na kahit anything na lang daw. In fact, hindi na ganun ka pleasurable or even sometimes nothing at all. Eh, sino na dito yung isip mo, hindi naman talaga naligaw, na distract ka ng mga bagay na not entirely that much of a pleasure to you, but then again, you just wandered away. I'll talk more about that in a while, no? So, sabi dito, you no longer need a good book, which he really likes, to keep him from his prayers or his works or his sleep. A column of advertisements in yesterday's paper will do. I-contextualize ko lang ha, kasi nung panahon ni C.S. Lewis, no, yun nga eh, that, yung, sabi dito, pag nagbabasa sila ng dyaryo, minsan ang distraction dun sa main news is yung mga advertisements lang sa gilid. Yun nga parang, no? Ngayon, kunyari nasa trabaho ka o may ginagawa ka, yun nga eh, mga pop-outs, mga biglang magno-notify sa'yo. No? Sabi, hindi mo na daw kailangan ng, eh, no? Sapat na daw yung konting pop out, no, mga notifications, no. Okay? It will do the trick. You can make him waste his time not only in conversation he enjoys with people whom he likes, but in conversation with those he cares nothing about on subjects that bore him. Hey, in other words, it doesn't even take something that you like to get you distracted. Okay? Sabi dito, you can make him do nothing at all for long periods. You can keep him late up at night, not roistering but staring at a dead fire in a cold room. Honestly, sino dito we end up, no, spending a whole night now during their time, okay, knowing na wala nga masyadong ginagawa, no, sabi, some people wake up, spend a whole night doing nothing, just looking at a cold fire. Okay? Pero today, no, there's another thing that warms our, okay, yung ilaw nung iPad mo. Sabi dito, all the healthy and outgoing activities which we want him to avoid can be inhibited and nothing given him in return, so that at last he may say, as one of my own patients said on his arrival down here, so tinutukoy ni Screwtape, meron daw siyang isang pasyente na no, patay na, nandito na sa impyerno. Okay? Sabi daw nung pasyente ito, I now see that I spend most of my life doing neither what I ought nor what I like. Why? Wow. No, sabi isang tao, no? I spend most of my life neither what doing what I ought. Hindi lang yung mga bagay na dapat kong ginawa, pero I spend my life in doing things I never even liked. The Christian describes the enemy as one without whom nothing is strong. And nothing is very strong, strong enough to steal away a man's best years. Not in sweet sins, but in a dreary flickering of the mind over it knows not what and knows not why. In gratification of curiosity, so feeble that the man is only half aware of them. Yun nga, it's so feeble, it's so subtle. Eh? In drumming of our fingers and the kicking of our heels and whistling tunes that he does not like, or in the long dim of labyrinth of reveries that have not even lust or ambition give them a relish. Gabi sabi dito, they're not even lusting for it. There's no even pleasure that they can get from it. But which once chance association has started, the creature is too weak and fettered to shake off. Okay. Ibaba ko. Realize ko. No, this has been written what? Decades ago. 1950s yata to. Okay? Wala pang technology noon. Pero, if fast forward in our time, it's almost, you know, this story is so cutting edge. It's so relevant. Na sabi dito, yun nga, the moment daw. Okay. Sino dito? Hindi mo naman talaga plano. Clinic mo lang isang video. Isang video lang. Pagkatapos you ended up watching one video after another and watching things you don't even like to watch. That before you know it, you spent what? A whole 1 hour on nothing. And you can't, sabi dito, the creature is too weak and fathered to even shake it off. You will say that these are very small sins, sabi ni Screwtape. And doubtless, like all young tempters, you are so anxious to be able to report a spectacular wickedness. Ang galing ng quotes na to, no? Sabi, alam ko, anong inisip mo? Gusto mo dumating araw, makapag-report ka. Sir! Addict na siya! Sabi niya, relax ka lang. Okay? Or, sir, pumatay siya ng tao! Alam ko yan yung gusto mo, spectacular wickedness. But do remember, the only thing that matters is to the extent to which you separate the man from the enemy, referring to God. It does not matter how small the sins are, provided that their cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light and out into nothing. And this is so powerful. Nung nabasa ko to, sabi, oh my goodness. Murder is no better than cards if cards can do the trick. Ano siya sabi dito ng demonyo? No? Sabi niya, murder. Okay? Hindi mo kailangan pumatay. Hindi mo siya kailangan gawing mamamatay tao. If cards, now during that time, ang pastime nila, no, kung tayo, yun nga, games or ano, no, apps, no, sila, sabi, if the app can do the trick. Okay? No, it's no better, sige, replace natin yan. Murder is no better than, kita niyo ba? Facebook. Oo, palitan natin. Murder is no better than, nakikita kong vision na Netflix. Murder is no better than ang probinsyano. Oh my goodness. Nakikita niyo ba? If probinsyano can do the trick. Indeed, the safest road to hell is a gradual one, a gentle slope,
a soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signpost. Sincerely, your Uncle Scoot Tape. Gabi. Why would the devil spend so much time? Now, actually, when I binabasa ko to, no, napaisip ako eh. Is this just fiction? Or is it a real battle in our hearts and in our minds? Maybe it is. Okay. Why would the devil spend so much time and energy turning you into an evil person when getting you to stare at your phone for hours and hours would just have the same effect? The devil doesn't need to make you bad if he can keep you distracted. Hello? Now, ano ba itong distraction? In a much more modern article, in fact, a secular article, this is not even Christian, I read this from Gita Daily, sabi, the nature of distraction is that it is often endlessly distracting. Yung nature daw ng distraction, it is endlessly distracting. Yung ay tuloy-tuloy, no? From one distraction to another, no? A few minutes would sometimes end up, what, a whole night? No, that is, once we start getting distracted by one thing and the next, we become conditioned. Yung iba sa atin na kondisyon eh, nasanay na lang eh. Na yung buhay natin punong-puno ng distraction. That's why we can never even get things done. No, some of you have heard me say this. No, we live in a world where people are the most traveled and yet, they haven't really gotten anywhere. Ito yung generation ng maraming napuntahan, walang narating. Eh? Yun nga kasi distracted lang, walang na-achieve, walang worthwhile accomplishment. Ang dami na puntahan, pero walang narating. Eh? We become conditioned to it. That aggravates within us a mentality of distractibility. Sanay ka ni. No, wherein the specific distraction alluring us doesn't even matter. Now, this is a more modern, secular, no, article, and yet, grabe has, no, it is as if, no, this article was repeating what C.S. Lewis have no in fiction described. Sabi dito, we just get distracted because that's what we have become conditioned to. Sometimes we may jolt out of our stupor of distraction when we miss out on something important because of our distractibility and then wonder, check this out. Sino na nagsabi nito? Why did I even waste my time reading or watching that? Yun nga eh, hindi naman talaga nag-a-appeal sa'yo. It's not something like, wow, I love to do this. No, sometimes the nature of distraction, yun sabi dito ni Screwtape kanina, di ba? Ni hindi naman talaga nila gusto yun. Sabi nung patient na nandun sa impyerno, I spend my life. What? No? With the things I ought to have done, but even with things I didn't even like. Why did I waste my time reading and watching that? It wasn't even interesting. Leave alone. Irresistible. But we fall for anything, even something utterly unworthy and unpleasing. Listen to this. Now, this has a lot of applications. We fall for anything, even something utterly unworthy. Okay. In terms of relationship, bakit maraming tao na uhulog sa isang tao na hindi naman worthy ng pag-ibig niya. Di ba? Huwag mo na tingnan yung kaibigan mo dyan. Ginanong iba yun. Sabi dito, we fall for anything, even something utterly unworthy. Sabi, pag-isip siya, pero wala gustuhan niya yan. Ba't ka ba? Pangit. Hindi lang pangit, ang pangit na ugali. Ang samang tao. Wala kang future. Obviously, wala kang future. It's unworthy, unpleasing. Pero sabi dito, anong problema? Because we haven't committed ourselves to anything. Kasi wala ka naman talaga standard eh. John Bloom, Christian writer of DesiringGod.com, no? Sabi niya naman, since the fall of man, people have trouble staying focused. We live today in an age with unprecedented distraction. Lots of experts are talking about the negative effects of this having many of us. Many of us feel it. Buzzing brain, attention atrophy. Ano yung attention atrophy? Yun nga eh, hindi ka na. Alam yung mga estudyante ngayon sa klase? Napaka-short ang attention span. Dati, no, para makuha mo attention ng mga tao, for example, sa internet, no, okay pa yung ano eh, mga 10-minute YouTube clips. Alam nyo ngayon, paiksi ng paiksi, ang mga pumapatok na site, yung mga 1 minute lang. Kasi sa isang ano, matagal na yung 10 minutes, so paikli ng paikli kasi nga short attention spans. Hello? Andito pa ba kayo? Baka uibo. Kasi nga, you need to understand, this is a battle. And I'm making you aware what you're up against. Okay? Even right now, at this very moment, you know, some of us, no, our minds, you know, kasi sanay na, you have been so prone to wander eh, that even you're here, no, your minds are not even here anymore. Are you there? Okay. Si Wormwood. Tuwan-tuwa. Sabi, tama si Uncle. Ayos to. Andito siya, pero wala siya dito. What is distraction? It's para, yun nga, expose natin para alam natin eh. Minsan, hindi mo alam ang, no? Sabi ni, sino ba to sa Art of War, no? If you are to be, if you are to win over your enemy, no? It's good to know who your enemy is. Kailangan kilalanin mo. Yun nga, minsan problema, hindi natin kilala sino kalaban natin. Okay, so, in distraction, kalaban yan. Sabi ni John Bloom, okay, distraction is shifting our attention from something of greater importance to something of lesser. One way to define distraction is this, no? It is the shift daw, yung ating, kasi nga tayo, no? Yun nga, limited yung attention natin eh. Okay? The other day, just yesterday, I was in this seminar, and pinakita dito yung reality that we cannot really multitask. No, we okay. I don't have time to discuss. That's a whole other topic. Sometimes we love the idea that we can multitask, but in reality, no. Our attention is something that we can only focus at one thing at one time. Yan yung reality. May science na yan, no? And sabi dito, yung distraction is shifting our attention from something of greater, yung mas mahalaga, kaysa pinagpapalit mo sa isang bagay na less na mahalaga. Okay? Now, check this out. Yung idea nga nito eh, hindi nga sa hindi mahalaga eh. Kadalasan, less lang na mahalaga. Kaya nakakatakot yung distraction kasi nga, minsan hindi naman talaga siya outrightly mali o kasalanan eh. But it's something that it's less important, no, and you cannot identify ano ba dapat kong gawin. Okay. Now, just to help us better understand, okay, no, there's this guy, his name is Manal Goshan, and he wrote an article and entitled it "The 7 Habits of Highly Distracted People." Okay. It's a play of words kasi if you're a reader, you have most likely encountered Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. No? So gumawa siya ng parang ano, parang, what's this? Not really opposite, but parang a pun what's another term for that? Anyway, so the 7 Habits of Highly Distracted People. Okay. So, I want you to check whether, no, you are considered highly distracted. Okay? Number one, sabi niya ito yung mga taong may tinatawag na fragmented attention. Fragmented attention. Yung fragmented attention. Attention is the most valuable thing that we have. Okay? Check this out. It's our capacity to be attentive to something. It's one of the most valuable things that we have. No one cannot really do anything worthwhile apart from being attentive or focus on it. Praise God, binigyan tayo ng kapangyarihan na mag-focus, na maging attentive. Okay? Pero yun nga, when we jump from email to phone calls to text messages and back to the computer screen, then a Twitter or a Facebook update, we don't get anything important done. Yun nga, fragmented. May message. No? Hindi ka talaga makagawa ng bagay na maayos eh. Okay? So, that's one. Fragmented attention. No? Bilisan ko lang to. Number two, confused priorities. No? Sabi ni dito sa article na to, sabi niya, I've noticed that the moment I ignore what's important, everything becomes fair game and I get lost in an illusion of urgency. Okay? There are urgent things that we need to do and they need to be dealt with in a timely manner, but when in the middle of an important project, I realize I forgot. Okay. Minsan, alam mo mahalaga to, ginagawa mo na eh. Pagkatapos, biglang may alas, nako. Hindi pa pala ako nagbayad ng credit card. Eh? So now, there's, yun na, nagtatalo yung ano, yung priority mo. Eh? So, confused priorities. Number three, no routine system in place. Ano yung no routine system in place? Okay? The best way to deal with routine stuff is to create systems. Dapat, no, meron kang sistema. Okay? May mga tao kasi na yun nga, no, wala talaga sistema sa buhay kung ano na lang. Yan. Yan yung mga taong pinaka-distracted. Okay? Yung wala ka maayos na sistema para sa mga bagay-bagay o sa mga oras sa buhay mo, kung ano na lang. No? Kaya mangyayari sa iyo, ganun nga, kung ano na lang. Okay? Ano pa? The unfinishing habit. Okay, unfinishing habit. See, dito, marami ka sinimulan. Hindi mo natapos. Tapos nung sinimulan mo, excited ka naman talaga. Right? No, masarap kasi magsimula eh, pero ang tunay na challenge dyan kung matatapos mo. Okay? This is the result of divided attention and constant interruptions. We start so many things, but we don't finish them. Diba? Sinimulan mo, tas iiwan mo sa ere. Ambira naman. Sabi mo sa katin, huwag ganyan. Walang ganun, diba? Tapusin mo yung project. Kaya iba na naman iniisip nyo eh. No? Yung problema, marami na tayo iniwan sa ere. Minsan bagay, minsan din tao. Unfinishing habit. No? Number five, tinakay niya rin, sabi niya, yun nga, not committing. May mga tao, ang problema nila, but hindi nila, bakit di sila distracted? Kasi in the first place, ayaw nila o takot sila mag-commit. Eh? They're afraid to commit. To commit to something, sabi niya, is to give your full attention, energy, and devotion. When we're distracted, we're not fully committed. Okay? We're toying with priorities, time, and expecting to get serious results. This is so powerful, sabi niya. You know, sometimes what we do is we toy around, we play. Not only with stuff, not only with jobs or projects, but sometimes even, you know, with our relationships. No? Okay? In this day and age, you know, you toy around. Okay? We come up with words, with phrases like friends with benefits. You want a benefit of a married, no? Of benefits of supposedly exclusive to a marriage relationship like sex, but then you don't want to commit to marriage. Okay? And so, yun nga, no? Not committing. Pagkatapos iiyak-iyak ka, pag iniwan ka. Eh, in-entertain mo yung idea na okay lang na hindi mag-commit eh. Commitment means that we decide to do something and we do it and continue to do it until we complete it or we chop it off. Okay? Number six. So, sinong ano? Perfect pa so far. Kami, highly distracted. Procrastination mastery. Ano yun? Ito yung mga master procrastinators. ano yung mga master procrastinators, no? Procrastination means ito yung mga tao na mahilig magpapabukas-bukas ng mga bagay na pwede nilang gawin ngayon na. Eh, saka na, bukas na. Ito yung, no, mayroon tayong term, no? Yung manyana habit, mamaya na, procrastination yon. Eh, no? Mayroon mga tao na master na nila yung procrastination. You know you're highly distracted if the same thing remains on your list, no? On your list, not for days or weeks, but for months or years. Eh, alam mo daw na gabi na highly distracted kapag may mga bagay na naiwan, na trabaho, na okay lang kung siguro mga ilang araw lang nandyan eh. Pero yun nga eh, no? May isang buwan na. Hindi pa tapos. Are you there? Ayan akong pinanood sa YouTube yung si Tim Urban. No? You can check it out. No? He talks about ano, yung procrastination. And sabi niya yung mga taong ano, procrastinator, yung utak nila merong, may siya tinatawag na ano dyan eh. Eh may rational person, pagkatapos merong ano, merong yung anong monkey yun? Anyway, may unggoy daw na parang pleasure monkey or something na gusto lang mag-enjoy ka lang. No? Tapos walang kinakatakutan yung unggoy na yon. Except yung ano? Yeah, anyway. Yeah, parang yung monster na deadline na. Anyway, it's in a whole different field. So, okay. Probably some of you have heard this, but let me share what I learned from my mentor, my pastor. No, sabi, no, I heard this from Rich Whitmer, and sabi niya, procrastination. You may want to write this down. This is amazing. Procrastination is the mother of all aborted destinies. Procrastination, when you procrastinate, no, it is the mother of all aborted destinies. No, why are so many destinies of people aborted? In other words, they never come to fulfillment because people who should have done this, okay, what procrastinated, you know, trinay ko ano eh, para mag-grasp natin, no, bilang mga Pilipino. Sinubukan ko kasi lalim eh. Procrastination is the mother of all aborted destinies. Tinagalog ko po ito. Kanda sa Tagalog. Gusto marinig? Eh, no, ang pagmamaya-mayana ng mga bagay-bagay, ang siyang ina ng mga natyanak na pangarap. Ano yung sa'yo natyanak na pangarap? Di ba tayo sa Filipino culture, no, pag mayroon tayong kasabihan na pag ang isang bata na abort, nalaglag, no, nagiging tiyanak yan, nagmumulto. Okay? Naisip ko may katotohanan yun eh. Okay? Yung pagmamaya-mayana, ina yan ng mga tiyanak na pangarap. In other words, no, mga pangarap na hindi nasa katuparan, hindi na fulfill. Okay? And you know what? Yun nga, katulad ng tiyanak, babalik ang kanyan. Pansinin mo yung mga bagay na hindi mo nagawa, hindi nawawala. Pagising mo bukas. Nagmumulto yan. Diba? Yung mga unaccomplished task. It's not that if you don't do it today, how you wish it disappears. No, they don't disappear. They come back and haunt you. Hindi nga lumalaki pa. Dumadami. No? Nagiging monster. Number 7, overwhelm addiction. Ano yung overwhelm addiction? All the above lead to constantly feeling overwhelmed. Too many things to do and too little time. The reality though is we have too many distractions, too little focus. And this causes overwhelm. Dahil ang daming distraction, too little focus, bakit overwhelm addiction? Dumating sa punto na parang masaya ka pa na. Na-overwhelm ka. May nakukuha ka pang, dami yung ginagawa. Dami yung ginagawa. Ito yung tawag-tawag mga bisibisihan lang. Oh. Pero actually, wala siya nagagawa. Masaya lang siya with the idea na, ang dami yung gagawin. Pero wala siyang ginagawa. Masaya lang siya. Ang dami niyang gagawin. Na-addict dun sa idea na na-overwhelm siya. Okay? So, sinong perfect score? Na paano natin lalabanan ito? Daniel Goldstein, I watched this from TED Talks. He uses a powerful illustration. In fact, how many of you are familiar with the classic Greek tale, Odyssey? In high school, it used to be not really a required reading, but portions of it. And then it's a beautiful story. Ito yung, you know, yung kapartner nito, Iliad and Odyssey. When I was in, when I was taking up my subject, human literature in UP Los Baños, no, my course at that time was communication arts, and I remember, you know, we were required to read the books Iliad and Odyssey. Now, dun sa inyo na hindi nakakilala dun sa walang idea dun sa kwento ni Iliad ay ni Odyssey. So itong si Odysseus, no, katatapos na ng Trojan War. Kung napanood niyo yung film na Troy, eh, na kung saan yun nga si Achilles at si Hector naglaban. Anyway, no, maraming pang kwento doon. So natapos na yung Trojan War, okay? Si Odysseus, isa sa mga heroes doon sa Troy, no? Natapos na, so pabalik na yung babalik na sila sa kanya-kanyang bayan. Tas ito yung journey ngayon ni Odysseus, okay? Now, doon sa kanyang journey, no? Pabalik siya doon sa kanyang asawa na si Penelope, okay? Marami silang pinagdaanan na pagsubok. Isa sa mga kailangan dadaanan nila is yung merong rocks na parang twin rocks na dadaan sila. Yun yung shortest way papunta doon sa kanyang home country. Dadaan sila doon. Pero may malaking problema. Yung twin rocks na yun, supposedly merong mga kakaibang nila lang. Mga sirens or sirena. Okay? Pero pambihira itong mga sirenang ito. Sila'y, matindi silang mang-akit. Hindi ng kanilang katawan o ng kanilang itsura, but more importantly, napakaganda daw ng kanilang mga kanta. Na pag umawit yung mga sirena, yung hindi mapigilan ng mga mandaragat, ng mga sailors na parang tumalon, doon sa of course, fiction to ha. No, it's a true story. Tumalon doon sa sa kanilang barko at eventually marunod. No? So talagang sobra daw, sobrang attractive and addictive to the point that they would lose sight of where they're going and end up just, drowning. Like, it's crazy. But yun yung ano. So si Odysseus, sabi niya ganun, dadaan tayo dyan. Paano? No? Sabi niya, itali niyo ako sa doon sa yung mast ng ship, no? Yung sail, di ba? Dadaan tayo, itali, no? Tatali natin ating mga sarili doon sa mast ng ship. Kaya kahit na marini natin, gusto natin tumalon, hindi tayo makatali. Ang gandang! Okay. Having said that, it talks about what you call commitment devices. If we are to be committed, we need to understand, it's a battle. There are things that's going to distract us, but we need what you call commitment devices. Jesus was never afraid to challenge people to commit. Now, you need to understand, Christianity was first of all, okay, a challenge, a commitment to follow Jesus. He was never afraid of challenging people to commit their lives to Him. Okay. So in a way, that is a powerful illustration of also our own battles. We know what's right, but sometimes we end up being distracted. So we need help. We need what you call commitment devices. No. And go ahead. I'm almost done. Okay. Let me bring this down. This is the power of commitment. Okay. So how do we battle for our attentions? How do we overcome distraction? Number one, commit.
parang counterintuitive, no? Okay. The first thing is, yun nga, it's commit. Okay. What do I mean by commit? No. Commit to something specific. Most of us are never committed because first of all, yun nga, we don't even have any idea of what we are supposed to be committed to. In fact, okay, I don't know, maybe not every one of you are taking down notes, but if you have an iPhone or a smartphone with you, I want to give you, because I don't want you to just, wow, that is, ang ganda nun ha. No. Even right now, think about something that you believe you need to be committed to and articulate that. I'll give you maybe just to have us think, to have us process. I'll give you 2 minutes. Write it in your notes. Not write it in your phones. No, hey, grab your phones right now. Grab your notebooks if you have a notebook, and just simply, you know, consider your life. Like, what do I want to commit my life to? It may be to what or even to who. Articulate it. Write it down. Okay? See, Odysseus, you know, he understood that he's committed to getting home to his wife. And he also understood that there's going to be many distractions. There's many things that's going to prevent him. Pero, you know, alam niya. Paul, the apostle, no, see, as you're thinking about it, okay? Paul the apostle in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15, sabi ni Paul, not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing, I want you to highlight that word. Sabi ni Paul, one thing I do. So he's saying, I'm committed to this. Forgetting what is behind, forgetting my past, and straining towards what is ahead. Verse 14, I press on towards the goal. So he's picturing this, that before him was a goal. He had a vision of the prize. He had a vision of the finish line. He had a vision of Christ. No, sabi niya, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take a view of such things. If on some point think differently, the two God will make it clear to you. So clarify. Okay? I want you to clarify your commitments right now. Just, you know, maybe for some of you later, you're going to need more time. But at least, I want to ingay, okay? Give you that opportunity right now. No, a train of thought. Clarify. Kasi, kaya maraming tao ni walang commitment, distracted ang buhay. Kasi nga, in the first place, hindi nila inarticulate. Ano ba talaga gusto nila? So, sulat mo. Kahit isa o dalawa man lang. Maybe you need more time, but even right now, I want everyone writing. Putting in something there. And, okay. Let me help you. Let me help you better with this. It doesn't even have to be such, like, you know, it's good that you have a vision, a huge vision in life. But sometimes those commitments are maybe baby commitments. Just so that you could start to do things, you know, so that you could get things done. Okay, like, for example, no, you've been hearing this from our church over the last couple. We've been challenging people to come check out, no, commit to the prayer meetings, the daily prayer meetings. Daily prayer meetings are so amazing. Like, it has blessed me so much. And we're just asking you to just check it out, or not just check it out, but commit to it. Now, what's a commitment device? Maybe, you know, the challenge is waking up. You know how what is a commitment device for me? Alarm. Not one,
not two, not three, four times. Because I know my flesh. Four times, talagang, no? Minsan, gagamitin ko pa yung iPad ko sa iPhone ko. Kasi alam ko eh. So, mag-a-alarm yun. Tatawad ka. Sino tumatawad sa alarm? Alam ko, kilala ko sarili ko, tatawad ako eh. A-alarm ulit. Tawad ulit. A-alarm siya ulit. To the point na yung alarm na naiirita ka na, no ba ito? Oo na, gigising na ako. That for me. Okay? Kunyari, obviously naman, di ba? Kunyari, sa asawa mo, gusto mo committed ka sa asawa mo. Commitment device. Okay? Saying kind words like, kunyari, saying I love you to your husband or your wife daily. You might think that doesn't help, but it does. It's articulating your commitment. So, plus, may mga bagay na hindi nakakasawa kahit na 20 years old na kayong kasal o 50 years old na kayong kasal. Ang sarap pa rin marinig yung I love you. Yun, ina-articulate mo eh. No, I think si Paul was articulate. No, let me give you another verse. Revelations chapter 12, 11, 12. Can you put it up? It's not in my notes. Sabi ni John the beloved, he saw the saints, and they overcame him, the saints, the overcomers, Christians, they overcame him, sabi, by the blood of the Lamb, and amazing, sabi niya, by the word of their testimony. I'm thinking, sabi, they triumph over him, referring to Satan, referring to the enemy and his tricks. No? Sabi na pagtagumpayan daw nila yung demonyo, si Satanas, sa pamamagitan ng the blood of the Lamb, ibig sabihin blood of the Lamb. No, they acknowledge the complete work of Jesus Christ. What Jesus has done for us, for you and me. His sacrifice on the cross. No? When you understand that Jesus made you and me winners to the point that this is another thing, but to the point that he rendered the enemy, what? Powerless. Oh, when you understand that, you're going to be committed. You're going to think, it's done. There's really no power in this world that can, in Romans, that can separate us from the love of God. Nor height or depth, nor angels or demons. No, the blood of the Lamb, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Are you there? Hey, walang tao, just to, maybe some of you, this is what you need. No, walang taong, no, walang kasalanan, na hindi kayang iligtas ng Diyos. Sometimes some of us struggle with the idea that we are too far away from God, that our sin is so great. No. Sabi nga ni Apostle Paul, sabi niya, I am the chief of sinners. If a chief of sinner can become an apostle, right? Hey, God loves you so much. The blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony. What do you mean by the word of their testimony? Talk about your commitments. Yeah, let people know what you're committed to. That gives you, that guards you. O nga, no, committed. Wala ka na magawa eh. Sinabi mo na eh. You professed it. Are you there? Okay. Use your Facebook to talk about, let people know, let your friends know that you're committed to Jesus, that you love Him. And somehow that helps you that, kailangan tumino ako. Kasi my friends know. Which leads me to my second point. Dalawa lang to, and then we're closing. Okay. So first of all, commit, articulate your commitments. But then again, accountability. Get someone. No? Get someone, somebody, a friend, a trusted confidant, a brother, sister in Christ. No? That will hold you accountable to your commitments. Hey? what do you mean by that will hold you accountable to your commitments? Because, hey, how we wish that by ourselves we can do it. Hindi. We are weak. That's why in Ecclesiastes, can you put up that verse? It's Ecclesiastes, no? Hey, check this out. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one. Okay? Because they have a good return for their labor. Go ahead. If either of them falls down, or in other words, if either of them falls short of what they said they're going to be committed to. Okay? Sabi dito, if either one falls down, one can help the other up. What does that mean? Helping one another up is actually yun nga eh. No? Allowing that person, okay, to come into your life and remind you, help you, refresh you of your commitment. Uy, by the way, hakot nga pala kayo ngayon. Mga ganong reminder. Na ano ibig sabihin ito? Hindi ka pwede magalit. Hindi. No, ginawa mo ako accountability. In other words, itong taong ito, inaalaw mo na pwede kang pagsabihan, i-correct. Hindi ka pwede magalit. Hindi ba ako pinagsasabihan? Di ba nag-usap tayo na naisip mo na napag-usapan na natin to na hindi natin kaya. Na pag dumating sa punto na aayaw ka, ako magsasabi sa'yo. Diba? Yun eh, bibigyan mo ng karapatan. Bibigyan mo siya ng power na paalalahan ng ka, pagsabihan ka, ituwid ka. Kasi ikaw, yun nga, may ganda illustration yung si Goldstein eh. No? So, inimagine niya, wala na to doon sa kwento. Ginamit niya, inimagine sa, paano daw kung kunyari, no? Nagpatali na si bilang kapitan ng barko. Nagpatali na si Odysseus. Sige, practice natin to kasi matindi tong ano na to. Pagdadaanan, tinali siya. Tapos, no, sabi niya, o basta, kahit anong mangyari, huwag niyong kakalagan, ha? Ay, so, sabi niya yung first mate niya, ibig sabihin niya yung next in command, nakatali na siya. Tinali, practice sila. Tanggalin mo na yung tali. Okay na. Tanggalin mo na yung tali. Galit na ako! Sabi, wow, ang galing nyo, kahit nagalit ako, hindi mo ako kinalagan. You passed the test. Kalaga mo na ako, kakain na tayo. Kinalagan siya. Walang iabat nyo ko kinalagan! So, ibig sabihin, nag-fail yung test. So, what's my point? Kailangan mo ng mga tao na yun nga eh, kahit anong mangyari. Diba? Hawakan ka, itatayo ka, ibabangon ka. Nag-commit ka mag-pray eh. Di ba nag-commit ka na sabi mo, nasa church ka. Di ba sinabi mo, tatapusin mo na yung project na yan. Di ba? Nung nagpalitan kayo ng vows, sinabi nyo sa harapan namin, nung kinasal kayo, kaya pala may witness, ano? Sabi niya, if either one of them falls down, one can help the other up, but kawawa daw, pity is the one who falls and no one to help him up. Kawawa yung mga tao na yun nga, nag-commit sila pero personal lang. Nasa buka niyo na yun? Lord, gagawin ko to. Tapos, ayaw mo na. Asayan nyo dyan. Asayan nyo dyan. Asayan mo na. Pero dahil ikaw lang yung nakakalam ng commitment mo, di ba? May isang laking tulong na, for example, committed ako sa church, ha?
Gusto kong makinig kay Pastor. Pag nakakatulog ako, sambalin mo ako. Pero kunyari, hindi mo ginawa yon. Buong service katulog. Isa, maganda din yung service. Commit. Number one, don't be afraid to commit. Articulate it. Say it. Write it down. Know what your commitments are. And then, get someone. Kaya kailangan ng church. Church is not a place that you go to every Sunday and sit there and just be blessed. No, that's why here, no, you know, we within the week, we have small groups. We have what we call life groups. No, friendships to help one another. Because we believe, you know, every one of you here, you have a destiny. And we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to hold you accountable to what you believe God has called you to do. We're going to hold you accountable to your, no, to your destiny. Yung slogan nga ng church, to live your call, fulfill your destiny. Live your call. But the only way we could really do that, no matter how much you want to do that, if you are not surrounded by like-minded people who are committed in seeing you through, most likely you're going to fail. Amen? Amen? Let's all stand. Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for this wonderful morning. Lord, we know that there's an enemy called distraction, Lord God, that's going to take us off the course. Lord, that will try to forfeit our call and make us fall short with our true destinies, Lord God. But I pray right now, Lord, we will choose to commit. We will choose to commit. Make that choice right now. And first of all, the greatest commitment that you'll ever make is to commit your life to Jesus. Commit your life to Jesus. And if you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, I want to commit my life to God right now. Maybe you've been religious, maybe you've come into church, but you have never really made that decision yet. You have never really crossed the line of a conscious decision that I'm going to follow God. I'm going to follow you, Jesus. I'm going to obey your word. I'm going to commit to your word. I'm going to commit to follow you. If you haven't made that decision right now, I'd like to pray for each and every one of you who wants to make that radical decision to follow Jesus. If that's you, with all heads bowed down, all eyes closed, just raise your hand so I could pray for you. Go ahead, don't be afraid. Yes, yes, praise God. Anyone else? Just raise your hand to the Lord. Raise your hand to the Lord. Make a commitment to God right now. Raise your hand. Praise God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Meron pa ba iba? Go ahead, don't be afraid. Make a commitment to Jesus. As you're lifting up your hands, let me pray for you right now. Lord, you see this men and women, Lord God. Lord, I know that you have a call and a purpose for each one of them. But Lord, the devil is preventing us, Lord God, from our destiny, God. But right now, Lord God, I pray with them as they commit their lives to you. Just follow me with this prayer from your heart. Even if you're not raising your hand, but you realize you want to give your life to Jesus right now. Follow me right now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today, Lord.
Today, Lord.
I make a decision.
I make a decision.
To follow you.
To follow you.
I want to ask forgiveness.
I want to ask forgiveness.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
And I'm turning away from them. And even now.
And even now.
I make this commitment to you.
I make this commitment to you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will trust you.
I will trust you.
I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, I pray for all those people who pray that prayer. I pray for your peace and the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, cleanse us from our past right now. That we may be able to move forward with you. And Lord, I pray that you would grant every single one of us with people,
friends that we can be accountable with. Lord, people that we can trust. People that, Lord, will not be afraid to tell us what we need to do. People who will not be afraid to tell us what's right, even if we don't like hearing it. Give us true friends in Christ, brothers and sisters, Lord, who will covenant with us in accountability, Lord, that will not let go of us when we're giving up, but Lord, will hold us, will lift us up in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and that, Lord, we will also be likewise to others as well. Lord, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord our best clap.